Hey, this is Reza.
This is Sandy.
Welcome to the Stone Cold Sober Podcast.
Thanks for stopping by.
Hello and welcome to the 443rd episode of the Stone Cold Sober Podcast. How you doing, Sandy?
I'm doing all right. How was your weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll apologize to the listeners because last week I just needed I needed the evening. Gordon was just kind of a lot last week, and this weekend was a bit better. Not like a lot better, but a little bit better. But I'll just kind of like try to summarize, like, just from one day, I don't want to say like what we're dealing with. That makes it sound too much, like it's too much. But just like some of the frustrations, I guess, that I've had. Yesterday was Saturday, and Gordon had his first soccer game of the year. So they started up a spring soccer season. We were supposed to have a practice last week, but we've been getting a lot of rain out here. And so they ended up having to cancel the practice last week. And so there was a practice on Friday this week, and we were a little bit worried that it was going to get canceled again because we got rain on Saturday, like just the like hour leading up to it. So much so, like, and it started hailing. Like, it was nuts. We were getting rain, hail. It was kind of warm out. And it was just enough rain that Lena was like, yeah, they're going to cancel this again. So she was like, you know, she took her time to leave to get Gordon. She wasn't trying to be early, but we never got a cancellation notice. So she ended up taking him. They were like half an hour late, but whatever. It doesn't really matter. They were able to do a little bit of practice. Now, Gordon, because this is it's his second year, or not second year, because they have like two sessions of it, I believe. So there's like a spring and then a fall, or spring and summer, whatever they call it. And, last year was his first time doing it, and he had teammates that he knew and he like grew to like. And so I think he was expecting to see those same friends again. And when he found out that he was on a different team, he wasn't really happy about that. And like, you know, he wasn't like freaking out or anything, but he just was disappointed. Anywho, they had their practice, came home, and then so you know, we get to Saturday, and the match is at, what was it, 10:15, I believe. I think it starts at 10:15. And Gordon's up early as always. He was probably awake at like 6, 6:30. And he comes and wakes up, me and Lena. And I'm trying to remember exactly what happened. Like, I don't know. We got up, got him some breakfast, got him dressed and everything ready for the game. And we had a pretty positive morning. I think Lena made him... I think that was the day Lena made him like these, like for his birthday last year, she got him this waffle iron. She got a waffle iron so that she can make these, because the waffle iron had the molds of little trucks. And so she was basically able to pour the waffle batter into this waffle iron, this waffle maker, whatever you call it, and make these little like toy size truck waffles. That and then she like, you know, cleaned off the kitchen table, and then she got this like tape with rope that are like, you know, designed like a road, and she like, you know, laid this out across the table. There was like parking spots. She got these little like toy like traffic markers and stuff like that, and he was able to play with that on his birthday last year, and he wanted to do that again this weekend. So she busted it out and set that up. They had a really good morning. He helped make the waffles and everything. You know, he was cracking eggs. He was mixing everything. And so we eventually get to the match. He was part of the first group to sub in. So they kind of, it just depends on like the kid's interest. And it's like, I don't know if you remember last year, but they don't keep track of score or anything like that. It's all just like for fun. They go out, you know, Gordon gets out there, and he was killing it. He was crushing it. It was really cool to see a lot of the ways that he like remembered things from last year. But he's also, I don't know, like everyone's like this, right? You have to develop a level of comfort, and you have to develop a level of comfort with your teammates and just the other players on the field. So last year, it's 4-4, right? It's 4-4 last year. It's 4-4 this year. And usually what you see is like eight kids just crowding around the ball and just chaos, right? And so yesterday we were seeing Gordon actually stepping back a bit from the crowd, and he was kind of just observing it. He was waiting for the opportunity to kind of get to the ball. You know, once it squeaked out somehow, he would just bolt at it. And you know, it kind of worked to a degree. A lot of the times he was kind of behind the action. So when the ball finally came out, it was actually in front of the pile of, you know, the group of people. On top of that, no one's really passing either. So it was just a matter of luck, I guess, to a degree, if he found the ball or if the ball found him. But I still thought it was really cool that he was doing that. And he did score. He scored like something like 3 or 4 goals. So he did really well. So yeah, overall, like, you know, Lane and I were really proud of him. We were really happy with the way that he did it. We saw a lot of improvements versus last year. And so we then made a quick stop at the grocery store, and we get to the grocery store, right? Get a shopping cart. Gordon wants to get into the, not, you know, like the seat part of the shopping cart, but he wants to get into the basket, and we put him in there, and he wants to lay down. And so, like, you know, we went to Aldi where we like take our own shopping bags with us. And so we have the bags inside the cart, and I'm like, you know, I set it up for him so he can put his head down like a little makeshift pillow type of thing. And it was just like a quick trip. We're going to be coming out east next week for a friend's wedding. And so, you know, we were just getting a few things for the week before we head out. And so it was a fairly quick visit to the grocery store, but Gordon was like super tired, and he wasn't exactly falling asleep in the cart, but like he's trying to get comfortable, he's trying to rest. So we leave the grocery store, we head home, and it's like a 3-minute drive, it's like right down the road, and we get to the house, and we're like, okay, we're gonna go upstairs, we're gonna eat lunch right now. If you want to eat lunch, you can watch an episode of a TV show, and then we're gonna head upstairs to bed to take a nap. He's like, I'm not hungry. He's freaking out. He's not hungry, but he doesn't want to take a nap. So, like, you know, we still push it. We head upstairs, try to get him into the bed, and he's just, like, being a jerk about it the whole time, just, like, flipping out, screaming, crying, whatever it is. And eventually, I guess, we just kind of, you know what? I'm not dealing with this. I'm just left, you know? If you don't want to take a nap, fine. Just hang out in your room and don't come out for, like, an hour or whatever it was. And that's basically what he did. So eventually he comes out, and I should have mentioned that yesterday, even at like, or sorry, yesterday on Saturday, like at 9 a.m. even, he was showing signs of being a bit tired. He was just being a little bit loopy. He was definitely showing signs of tired. I think it's largely because he wakes up super early and he's not quite ready to wake up, but he's just always so excited for whatever it is that's to come for the day that he just like pops right up and he's just like ready to go. But it comes with the downside, of course, that he crashes earlier than usual. Then on top of that, he was also running around for an hour getting tired, that he becomes beyond tired. And when he's beyond tired, it's hard to get him to sleep. It's hard to get him to say, hey, listen to your body. You need this sleep. Your body's telling you to take a nap. Go take a nap. He's not having it. I was tired. I actually took a nap. I took like a half hour nap at like 2, which I don't really take naps very often. But I was like, you know what? I'm not feeling like fantastic. I'm gonna go head upstairs and lay down. Fell asleep. Next thing I know, I'm hearing what was it that woke me up? I think it was like, I don't know, one of Gordon's toys that woke me up. So yeah, head downstairs, more or less the same that was happening before. Gordon, you know, he's out of bed. He's doing whatever he's doing. And we decide that we're going to go to pick up dinner from this Mediterranean place. So we head out over there. And it's just, I don't know. It wasn't as bad. It's not as bad. Like when you're sitting in the car. But we thought that there was a chance that Gordon could fall asleep on the drive home. And the same thing even happened today coming back from the birthday party that we went to. Lena was like trying to keep him awake. So she would like turn to the back of the car to try to get his attention, speak to him. That way, because if he falls asleep in the car, getting him back to bed inside of the house can be really tough. He'll start saying, oh, but I already went to sleep. I already slept. Like, dude, you took a two minute nap in the car. Get the hell out of here with that nonsense, man. Try to tell me you took
Well,
a nap.
He technically did take, as his lawyer, I want to be very clear.
Yeah, maybe you didn't take the appropriate length of nap, all right?
Well, that wasn't clear. That wasn't made clear to my client, Your Honor.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's just been this thing. It happened today. It happened last week. I'm trying to think. I think he took a nap one of the days last week, but I could be wrong. But he's just like really hardcore rejecting it. But he very clearly needs it. Like, as his parent, as someone who's around him all the time, he needs his naps. And when he doesn't take his naps, it's a pain in the ass for everybody. Well, yeah, it's a pain in the ass for everybody because he doesn't really listen very well. And when he doesn't listen very well, Lane and I both get frustrated when he's asking the same like questions about like, oh, can I get a treat? Like, why do you think you deserve a treat? Because you didn't take a nap. You haven't been doing the things that you're supposed to do. We're constantly having to repeat ourselves. We're telling you to stop doing things. Why do you think you deserve a treat right now? Not to mention the fact that we went to a birthday party where you got to eat cake and pizza. You also got a little bit of candy today. We went out afterward and we got ice cream. So you've had all sorts of treats today. I don't know why you think you deserve a treat now. And then, you know, 10 minutes later, can I have a treat? I'm like, mother.
Man's growing. Man needs those calories. Man, he's trying to become a D1 soccer athlete. My client can run all day, Your Honor. And listen, if he isn't allowed to ingest his body weight in sugar, we're going to have problems.
Your client's going to end up like, who was it? Was it Zach Eady I was reading about?
Oh, God.
He's like, what is he, like 7'4"? He apparently used to play baseball, and it became impossible for him to play baseball because the strike zone became too large or something ridiculous like that, which is nuts to me. That's such a weird concept. I was telling Lane about this actually because I was reading his Wikipedia page as I was watching that championship game. And I was just thinking, like, how devastating that would be for a kid. Like, you love this sport. This is something that you love doing. And because you become too tall, you are physically incapable of playing the game because of the rules. Because, you know, you're just way bigger than anybody else out there. And I don't know. That's really got to suck. So, anywho. No. Gordon, he's a big boy. He's a tall kid. Like, we went to this birthday party.
Yeah, what's his, like, do you know, five. Like, his percentile, like, in terms of Gordon, his size?
No, they give everything in these weird, like, age ranges. So sometimes it's hard to know exactly what that means relative to the specific age that your kid is. I can't remember what it was last time, but I don't think it was, like, particularly abnormal or really, like, even crazy high. But when I see him compared to other kids in his classroom, we have a pretty good idea of how old some of the other kids are. And Gordon is just as tall as some of the five-year-olds. There are some kids who are his age who are also as tall as him, but there are other people who are like super small. You're like, oh man, like,
well, I mean, they're not candy. Four. They're not candy fed, is all I'm saying.
Well, Gordon's barely candy fed. He's out here. He's been eating broccoli since he was like, I don't know, broccoli and spinach since he was like 9 months. Lanny used to put broccoli in his oatmeal because he didn't know better. He would just crush it.
Wow. God. Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to report somebody for war crimes.
Broccoli and this mixed berries, like strawberries, cherries, blueberries. I mean,
that's different.
It was all together, right? It's oatmeal plus broccoli plus the mixed berries. So he gets some sweet.
Broccoli with mixed berries?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so hard to be a kid.
Yeah, well, he duped on that level. He was like one. He didn't. he's gone from breast milk to oatmeal with some broccoli and berries, and like, you know, he was crushing avocado and sweet potatoes at the time. So he had a kind of a wide array of of food. He certainly expanded on that. But anywho, all that to say, just sometimes it's really weird to describe because it's sometimes just being in the presence of, right? If he's running around a lot and it's just like, you know, just being in the presence of someone that's exerting so much energy can be exhausting. You might not even be saying anything or even interacting with the child, but that alone can be exhausting. But the real exhausting thing is when you're just constantly having to repeat yourself and the constant like whys back. Like, why are you at, like, why do you have to brush your teeth? You know why you have to brush your teeth. Why are we fighting about this? Why do we have to fight about every little thing? Like, and the questioning, and then I don't want to take a nap, and I'm not hungry. He's lately been complaining about his stomach hurting a lot, which if you remember last year, we went to the hospital at like midnight, and we were there for like 3-4 hours, and he was just up watching TV the whole time, having a party. That hospital visit cost like $2,500.
Well, he knows you're good for it. All right. Yeah, he wanted you to flex that HSA money.
Just draining the HSA.
That's what you had in mind.
You build up
when you were building up the HSA. You build up
this money just so you can go to waste one hospital visit. I literally fell asleep standing up.
That's really
exhausting. And so, yeah, he does that. He'll do it occasionally, and it's really difficult to know when he's serious, right? Like, he had complained about his mouth hurting like 2 months ago when my brother visited. Just after my brother had left when they had come to visit, and it turned out that he had a strep throat.
That's why he was
complaining about his mouth hurting, and so like, you know, he will say things hurt. And it's not just that, right? You might say this hurts, you might say that hurts. So then it's so hard to know because he can't really describe things that well. And he'll complain about stuff and fuss about things. Actually, the other day, he must have eaten something. But it was crazy because we all ate the same food for dinner. But he apparently hurt his stomach. He had some diarrhea. He was on the toilet. He was complaining that his tummy hurts really badly when he was on the toilet. But like initially, I'm like, this is the same fucking shit, right? Like, you complain about your tummy hurting occasionally when you're pooping, or you just randomly complain about your tummy for seemingly no reason, and then you completely forget about it, and I'll never hear about it again until it's bedtime, and you seem to tell me at bedtime because you just don't want to go to sleep. So, when he complained about the tummy that day, I'm like, oh, okay, no, this is real. This is actually real. He's complaining about his tummy hurting. But like last night, he's going to bed, he complained about his tummy hurting. And then tonight he's going to bed, he says his tummy hurt. He said his tummy hurt yesterday morning, and Lena's like, does your tummy hurt or are you hungry? He goes, I'm hungry. It's like, those are two different things, Gordon. Come on, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, sometimes it's just too much. Sometimes it's nice for Monday to hit, which is something that most people don't feel, at least most people without kids. But when Monday hits and you have daycare, then it's nice because you can actually get, well, in my case, like, you know, I do like work. So I get to get away for, you know, 8-9 hours and work and decompress from my home life for a little bit.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
He's got so much energy. And I know you've taken him to like the trampoline park, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is he after trampoline parks or instances where he gets to exert like, well, you sort of like sort of press on a sponge and squeeze the sponge out of as much energy as possible? What happens then?
Sometimes he crashes pretty quickly, in the car. And when he falls asleep in the car, it's not ideal because you have to get him out of the car. And usually just the process of getting him out of the car and then to his bed is enough to wake him up. He also isn't the best when it comes to potty training with sleep time. So unless he just peed when we were leaving, I worry that he's going to have an accident in bed. So we just really have to prepare for that. But for the most part, he just doesn't seem to respond with, I need to sleep. He does everything in his power to reject it. It was the same yesterday with a soccer match. He was pretty much out there running around in the sun for like, you know, 30, 45 minutes. And he was very tired. And he just absolutely refused to take that nap. Today we went to, it wasn't a trampoline park, but it was a kind of like Discovery Zone. You remember Discovery Zone when we were kids?
No, remind me what that is.
No, oh man, it was like a, they had like, you know, tubes and tunnels, and I guess they're the same thing, sorry, tubes and tunnels. They had like swings and I don't know, like obstacle courses and various things. I don't know, it's like a big indoor play, like just like thinking like maybe the McDonald's play place on steroids.
Oh, yeah.
and geared towards older kids. So you know, McDonald's play place, that's for like, you know, 3 to 6 years old or something. But Discovery Zone, they had stuff for younger kids, but then they also had stuff for older kids. So there were more things that involved like upper body strength and trying to like, you know, avoid falling. So this place had, they had like a harness for the kids, and they can like go up, I don't know, like, I guess 15, 20 feet into the air. And there was like bridges that they have to cross, or they have like a rope ladder that they can climb and all these other things. And then they had the section that was more for like younger kids. So I think it was, what did it say? Like 3 to 8, I think it was, yeah, it's like a kind of like an obstacle course maze like thing. I'll try to take a picture, or I'll even send you a picture, because there's another one that I've taken Gordon to where adults can go inside as well. He and I have been there a few times. We just run around and play there. And yeah, so he was running around plenty today, and he was definitely exhausted after today. And we thought he might fall asleep in the car, but we wanted to wait. We were hoping that we can get him back home for the proper nap in bed. You know, we went to his bedroom. We lay and read him a book. And we were all just laying there together, and then he just didn't fall asleep. He just didn't do it. So yeah, I don't know. And I know at school sometimes he doesn't take a nap too. The teachers don't always like say whether he does or not, and he'll almost always say that he did take a nap. But it's always usually pretty obvious. Like we have a pretty good idea based off of his like just demeanor, what he, yeah, you know, sure, whether or not he actually took a nap that day, and we don't really have to ask him. But yeah, I don't know. It's a little bit frustrating. It's definitely a little bit frustrating. Today he was complaining about having to go to bed, and it's like, dude, you didn't take a nap today. It's already, it's your current bedtime. He was saying because it's light outside, and I was trying to explain to him that, yeah, it's summer, you know, summertime, the days are getting longer, so your bedtime is going to be overlapping with when it's still light outside. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that it's not bedtime, and you also didn't take a nap today, so it's like kind of beyond what your quota should have been.
I know, yeah. you and Lena probably thought about this, so let us, you know, stop me if you've heard this before. Outside of just physical exertion, which seems like he has no end to his well of energy.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried like giving him, whether, I don't want to say it's homework, but anything that like stimulates mentally?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What is he like? What is he like there?
So that's like pulling teeth.
Oh, okay.
Because, all right, because it requires so much like supervision. And so when we read to him every single night, right? And sometimes when he's super tired, if I try to like have him, if I try to show him letters on the page and ask him questions, even like, you know, softball questions, I know he knows the answers to, he will sometimes really struggle with it because he's too far gone. And he also just doesn't like doing it. He just, so many times he'll just say, I don't know. He'll guess. You might say, hey, what number is this? And he will do everything in his power to avoid looking at the number that you're pointing to. Look at you. He will look at the wall. He'll look at the ceiling. He'll look on the other side of the room and just pull a number out of his ass. He'll be like, hey, what number is this? And the number might be 4. And was like, you know, you're 4 years old. You know 4 very well. What number is this? 12. Like, it might help if you look at the number, Gordon. Like, so that's one aspect. But we do have like workbooks. Like we've just bought him, you know, like activity, like not just activity books, but like, you know, books to help you learn the handwriting and all these other things. But it just requires so much supervision and forced engagement from him. He really doesn't want to do these most of the time. He really wants to be doing, like, he'll rather just draw freely, and most of the time that's just kind of like mad scribbles and stuff, but nevertheless that would be his preference over it. So his I would say the best way to describe him in his tired state is just like you ever have like those friends in college when you were completely sober and maybe you were just kind of like, all right, well, the night's kind of a bust, or the night's over, and they just keep insisting, like, oh no, there's something happening here, there's something happening there, we gotta go check this out. And you're like, yo, it's fucking like 1 a.m.
You know, 1 a.m. is early, bro.
It's like, all right.
No, you're right. 1 a.m. is late.
In Delaware, at least, the bars closed at 1 a.m. I think the bars closed at 1 a.m. in Delaware. What? I think it was Delaware.
I don't think I can take bar closing information from you, Rosa.
Yeah, well, you know, I would go out. I just didn't drink. So in Delaware, I think it was 1 a.m. Pennsylvania was 2 a.m. But I mean, after that, like, let's say it was off campus, right? So if this might be with my friends from Pennsylvania, we might be out till like 1:30, you know, it's like 1:30, 1:45. Last call's already happened. There's no more alcohol that's being given. They're starting to turn the lights on because they want to get people out. And then my friends are kind of like lurking around, like, oh, I can still find a girl to go home with tonight. Like, there's still a chance. There's 10 minutes left, Reza. Don't, like, it's the fourth quarter. There's plenty of time left. Like, dude, it's 1:50. They're closing. People are actively leaving. Like, they're all flooding toward the exit. What are you doing? Let's get to the car and beat the rush hour traffic out of here and just go to, because I'm sleepy. I want to go to bed, right? But like, they're drunk. I'm trying to argue with these people. It's not, the words are not landing. That is sometimes what it feels like, trying to argue with Gordon about going to bed. Like, dude, you're so tired. But you can't tell him he's tired. If you tell him he's tired, he takes that as offense. He gets really offended by that. So he gets really frustrated. So you can't quite say you're tired. But at the same time, when you die, I'll tell you whatever the hell I want to tell you. Like, you're tired, dude. Go to bed.
I can't wait to do this.
I don't know. Like, every kid is so different, and it's hard to know exactly what your kid is going to be like. They, you know, girls and boys can be different about some things, but that's not always it's not always quite so black and white. I have heard that girls are a lot better when it comes to potty training, and from what I've seen from my siblings and their daughters, as well as some of my friends who have daughters as well, that does seem to be a bit true. Gordon, when it comes to peeing, like, he will, if he's like really into something, you know this, he will wet himself. If he's super into something, he will wet himself over going to the potty, even if he can like pause whatever it is that he's doing, and he can, if he's like watching TV shows or a movie or something, he will pee himself if it means that he doesn't have to get up and interrupt what he's watching, even if we can still pause it. But then at bedtime, he's shown absolutely zero interest whatsoever in becoming potty trained at nighttime. He will continue to keep, we tried to like force it, and we just kind of had to go back because it didn't stick. It wasn't working. And meanwhile, like, my Gordon's cousins, who are younger than him, were just like one night, like, I don't want to wear a diaper anymore to bed. And their parents are like, okay. And when they wanted to go to the bathroom, they would shout out over the baby monitor. One of the parents would come in, take the kid to the bathroom, take him back to bed. Minimal accidents. So that can be quite different. But yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. There are some children in Gordon's classrooms, boys and girls, who don't take naps. Some people like struggle to get their kids to not take naps or not sleep for too long or not sleep in. So I don't know. It's super dependent on and everyone. One thing that we did do early was start putting Gordon to bed at like a normal bedtime. I know I talked about this on the podcast a few weeks ago, but when at some point we stopped letting Gordon, like, you know, just be around us all the time, we started to put him into a quiet environment at nighttime because, you know, you experience it, right? Like, for the first like 6 weeks or half, you know, 4 or 5, whatever number of weeks it is, baby kind of sleeps whenever the baby wants to sleep. And it doesn't really matter what's happening around the baby, baby's going to sleep. But at some point, that does start to shift. And so if it's 8 p.m. and you're downstairs and the baby's awake, the baby might want to actually sleep. And so if you put them to bed, they would actually sleep. So we started doing that with Gordon fairly early. We put him to bed at like, I don't know, 7 p.m., 6, 7 p.m. I don't really quite remember what the time was back then. But that's kind of been what we've continued with for the last almost 5 years now. I guess four years since we've implemented that type of bedtime. And it's largely worked, but the thing that sucks about it is that he wakes up so early. So when he wakes up at like 5 or 6 a.m. and I'm not ready to get out of bed yet, or I want to sleep in, it's not really an option. It's not quite a possibility. Now, he's like far better. He wakes up, he doesn't cry. He kind of gets up on his own and he can entertain himself for a little bit, but that only lasts for so long. You know, we tend to not stay in bed past 7 because he usually comes and gets at least, I say we, like at least one of us doesn't get the opportunity to stay in bed at past 7 because he will come and get somebody because he needs, you know, wants help brushing his teeth, or he is hungry, which he's always hungry. So it just depends. But yeah, I don't know. It is still crazy, like how fast everything has evolved and changed. And you know, he's turning 5 in 3 months, and they don't take naps in kindergarten. Lena told me, like, which kind of surprised me. When I was in kindergarten, we had like, I don't know if it was a half hour or a full hour, but you remember those like those mats? Like there was like a tri-folding red and blue mats. I don't know if everyone that, but we had those, and that was for nap. And I wasn't much of a napper, but I would chill. Like we all had to. It was mandatory anyway. So you'd all bust out your mat in this particular area, and people would lay down. Some people would sleep. Some people wouldn't. Sometimes I did sleep. I feel like often that I did not. And I think what Gordon says he does sometimes is that, because their nap is like 2 hours at daycare, and there are other kids who aren't napping, and some people's parents don't want them to nap, so they bring like activities in a book bag or something. Gordon says he wants to bring the book bag or bring in activities, but we don't want him to do that because he still shows that he needs the nap. And even when the teachers like try to set him up in like a super quiet, isolated area, he's like, he just lays there and stares at the ceiling. He just rests, as he puts it, and he doesn't do anything. He doesn't try to sleep, but he doesn't really get up and try to move around either. And so I was surprised to hear that in kindergarten, despite the fact that they're not, you know, they're not out here like learning complex math or anything like that, like it's just kindergarten, they don't do naps there. So he will be officially breaking out of the naps next year, whether we feel he's ready for it or not.
There you go. Well, I hope that it all works out, because this has got to be something that is so grating on both you and Lena. And so it's hopefully you guys find the thing that actually works. There's got to be something out there that is fun, informative, educational, that's like safe for him to do, to just figure out that weight, right? To like pull the plug of that drain so that all that energy can go. Because this doesn't really seem like it's the most sustainable for you guys.
Yeah, no, it would be nice. It would definitely be nice. I don't know. It's not always attributable to the naps. The naps really just amplifies things, which is unfortunate. Everything's all phases. I think that's really the big thing. Everything seems to be a phase. When you kind of settle in with one thing, you're like, okay, we found our new normal. The kid goes and flips it. They either revert back to something that you thought you had broken out of, or they move to something new that you didn't really anticipate or expect. And so you're just constantly adapting to these different things that the kids are doing. And sometimes they're annoying, and sometimes they're like really funny and cool. But there are times where like Gordon just is hyper emotional, and it's like, wait, what? Like, why are we having like a meltdown about, you know, X, Y, Z, right? Like, I'm trying to think, like, I don't know, the other day, I don't really have an exact example, but it could be something just like where there was some type of misunderstanding or misinterpretation of what you said, or he expects an answer. And so when he's like, can I do this? And you say yes, or like, yeah, in like 3 minutes, you know, like, let me finish what I'm doing first. He like flips out. He just like runs away screaming. And it's like, wait, what? Like, hold on, what? Time out. What just happened right now? Because I just said yes. And so, you know, things like that happen. And it's just like, it's just a constant kind of grinding, right? Like, just being in the presence of it for too long can be a bit degrading to your, like, mental health. And sure. Like a week like last week where I was just completely over it. I was like, I just sat in my office. What did I do? I don't even remember. Did I play Final Fantasy or did I game or did I watch some TV or whatever I did last week? This week was far better in terms of my ability to deal with it. But I don't think the circumstances were far different from week to week there. But I could be wrong. Maybe it was a little bit different. But yeah, overall, looking forward to this week. Looking forward to this week.
Looking forward to going back to the office.
Going back to the office. And yeah, I mean, for this East Coast trip too. The East Coast trip will be nice. It'll be good to see my dad and see my friend get married. See the old...
Are you swinging up or no?
We haven't talked about it. I mean, that was the original plan. I don't see any reason why we won't. I've taken off the full time that I'm going to be home. Now, I do plan to work some days here and there, but I'm trying to be a little bit flexible about it. But overall, I mean, like, I do think that we have full intentions of doing it. We just haven't actually talked like logistics of it yet. I don't think we have any intentions of staying over or anything like that. I don't need to be like, have you? We know how it is. Like, it's a lot. So I think the idea would be to come. Drive up, take the train up, whatever it would be, and spend a couple hours with you guys or something, and then leave you, let you be, you know?
Well, save yourself, really, is how you should be describing it.
No,
well, remind me the days later off the pod. And we can start to figure stuff out just to see what we can and can't do, because it might be one of those things where we can probably take Gordon to some of the playgrounds in Central Park.
He would love that.
You know, just like burn off a lot of energy while we're just like chilling, you know?
Right.
Cool. Yeah.
All right.
Let's get out of here.
All right. Sounds good.
Sweet, too.
All right. Well, I'm Russell.
I'm Sandy. Thanks so much for listening. See everyone next week.